Oh, yeah. That's right, you got the heebie-jeebies?
I had it last week, I'm getting rid of it now. It's all broke up. I took a drink, it been gone, I guess.
Hey, that will help, I'm telling you, I'm with you. Good morning, John.
Good morning. This is, I guess, the continuation from the public hearing last week. I don't know if Jim has any formalities that he has to do beforehand.
Yes.
We'll follow the same procedure. First, we'll have comments from staff, and then we'll open it back up to members of the public who may have attended last week or who are in attendance today. And everybody who wants to have a say in this, who's present and would be affected by it, or anyone else, will be given an opportunity to speak. Go ahead, Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. I gave you a briefing from last week. All parcels that are located in this annexation would be along Bay Farm Road. They were all supplied laterals as part of the Peninsula Project. Total expansion size as proposed was 15 acres. The parcels are primarily single-family lots, and they are contiguous to the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. From last week's public hearing, we had comments from the public, and we did have discussion with those present last week after the meeting. What it did was sort of revised our yes and no comments. One of the people was previously a no and reconfirmed their no. That is this orange parcel here. There were two other no's. That was these two parcels to the south side of Bay Farm Road. We had one wishing to be included. That was this parcel up in the upper left-hand corner. The property owners would be subject to system connection charges of $3,252 per lot based on July 1st, 2008, July 30th, 2009 rates. And we can adjust our resolution as to your decision today.
So where was the guy that lived that was requesting, basically initiated this? Where was his parcel?
I might mess it up from a distance, but I believe it's these three parcels.
In there somewhere?
Yes.
Actually, and did you say we could have the ability to adopt an ordinance that would permit them to come on when they chose to, or and just make it give some flexibility to this one as opposed to where we always did in the past where they all are in or all out?
One of your questions last week was as to the DENREC permit, as to whether we could bring in the entire area and only bring in parcels as they chose to connect.
Right.
We got a copy of the permit that DENREC sends out, and the first item is that the owners shall connect to the county or municipal sewer system if and when such services become available. Connection shall be in accordance with county and municipal rules and regulations. This permit becomes void unless GWDS approves a continued.
That's on their septic system permit.
Yes.
Right. So as long as it means that
if they're in the district.
Current permit that they have, not if they need a new one.
Correct.
So they would have to abandon. And we don't have the ability to modify that, right? That wording, Jim? That was state wording?
That's a state condition.
State conditions?
We do.
The other option would be just to approve the green?
There may be some time period after which service becomes available that they would have before they have to hook up. Is it 1 year or?
Well, that's with a new district, but I know we do have different exceptions where it's not practical, even within a current sewer district, where it's not practical to connect a property, say,
okay, who controls then that part of these ordinances? That's not state requirements, is it? Could we set up a timetable?
We have some flexibility with that. I know, like in West Rehoboth, for instance, there's a farm.
Do we have the ability then to word something that would give these people that kind of flexibility that they can hook up if they have a failure?
I think
we'd have to go through this process again.
Right.
Yeah. To include them in the district. Now, if they were within the district, we'd have more.
Well, I'm saying if we brought everybody in, but then added some wording that would give the flexibility when they would have to hook up. Can we modify that type of wording?
I think it would be very difficult.
Like you just said,
that's going to be uniform among all the districts,
correct.
I think.
Yeah.
But it appears to be possible to add the properties.
Yes.
Sure. District who want to be served.
The green, the strip of green.
Yeah.
And then skip to that other green.
The present sewer district runs right along their back lines.
Yeah. Right. Both sets are actually, these two are contiguous across the street this way. These would be contiguous by this side.
So even though they're not all contiguous, they are contiguous.
Correct.
To,
yes.
To the existing district.
Yes. They don't connect.
We can add
wrong.
All the yeses.
We can do a sort of a part A and a part B to the resolution.
All right. I would then support, then we move in that direction to try to
bring in the green.
Bring in just the green. And if the others want to come in later on, they'd have to pay the $500 and go through the whole thing again.
Correct.
Now, is there any, John, and I know sometimes the connection fee is still a connection fee. I know on a new district, we usually give them a year. I mean, there's a bonus for hooking up the first year, for lack of a better, not a bonus,
they
but
reduction
in price, right?
Discount.
CTA. Yes, but not for this. Not when we extend the district.
Yeah. Right. Okay, that's cool. All right, any other questions, John?
Yeah, we do need to go to the public, too.
Right. Thank you, John.
Anyone here from the public? Yes, ma'am.
Come on down.
She was here last week for a long time.
How do you do?
Good morning.
Hi.
My name is Rita Kilby, and I've had that lot out there since 1985.
Okay.
Looked at it in 84. I think we signed some papers in 84, but finalized. I put an 85 home there. I have over a half an acre. At that time, you made them half acres at that time because of all those little lots, I guess, across the street. There were none on my side of the street. The only neighbor was an old farmhouse that's still there. But otherwise, we're all different residents. We moved in way back then.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel I don't need it. I do not have a problem.
Well, I think if you look, what Mr. John's stating is that we took the information last week. Anything that's in green, we are contemplating letting them hook up to the sewer. Okay. Anything that's not in green would not hook up with the sewer. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, your lot's on the bottom side, if that's correct.
Yeah, over there. Mm-hmm.
Right, so you would not be entitled. You'd have to go through this process if you had a failing system or couldn't get a new septic tank to be able to be annexed into the sewer district. But right now, the
I'm exempt.
You'll be out of the deal, for lack of a better
word. My two neighbors were worried about it, too, and I'm the only one not working.
They can sleep easy tonight.
I retired a long time ago. But they do that big development down the end of the road.
Peninsula?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
They put some facilities right on our road, you know.
Yes, they ran a force main, I guess, would be, or a gravity fed.
They ran gravity.
Gravity,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Well, I told them I would attend and represent them.
They
Thank
might
you
save
very
you some
much,
money
gentlemen. We certainly don't need it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Anyone else like to be heard this morning concerning this proposal to add the properties shown on the map in green to the existing district? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized.
Do we have to close the hearing, Jim? Or
we will close the public hearing. There is a resolution. Would you like me to read that? Do you have any further comments, Mr. Ashford?
Yeah, I think.
Basically, just if you read the title, then we'll modify the body to match.
Okay.
A resolution to extend the boundary of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, LNSSD, to include land situated north, so this will be just north of Bay Farm Road, is that correct?
Correct.
County Road 299. Primarily from Route 24 to Route 298, being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Okay. So that basically allows anything that's within the green to be able to...
Properties on the north side of 299.
Right.
It is in the green.
And in the green. They'll modify their description of the district based on the action you take today on this resolution. There's a legal description that will be attached, and that will be modified to follow what's on the map.
Okay. Okay. Motion, gentlemen?
So moved, Mr. President.
Second?
Second.
We moved and seconded that we approved the resolution as read. Mr. Pope?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Yes. You okay, John? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You need this stuff back, John.
Susan?
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Only a few today. First one, Milton Community Foundation.
I'd give them $5,000.
$5,000?
Yes, sir.
Need a second, gentlemen?
Second.
Moved second, we allowed $5,000 from Mr. Rogers. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Sussex County Foster Grandparent Association for their Christmas party.
Is that normally everybody?
That's normally, in the past, we've done $50 each for a total of $250.
So moved.
Second, gentlemen?
Second.
Moved and seconded, we allowed $50 each. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Sussex Central High School Football Program.
Is that me or a joint?
That's you.
Yeah.
We have in the past, it's been Mr. Phillips and Mr. Jones.
Okay. What are we doing, Sue? Beg your pardon?
Sorry, I was looking at the wrong line. $100 each.
I move we get $100 each from Jones and Phillips.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, we give $100 from Mr. Phillips and $100 from myself. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
New Coverdale Outreach Mission.
That's me.
Yes, it's in Bridgeville.
Yeah, I normally give $500.
Make a motion, we give $500 from Mr., what's your name again, Jones?
Forgot it already?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
You forget them fast.
Right.
You gotta love me first.
I can't remember you from last week, George. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Milford Pop Warner Little Bucks.
That's us, Mr. Rogers.
Me?
You and me.
Oh.
Yeah.
$50 each, please.
What is it, Sue? I think it's $250 each.
$50 each last time.
$250 each.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
Need a second, please?
Second.
Moved and seconded, we allowed $250 each. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips? Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That's it.
Thank you, Susan. Executive session?
Why don't we do the other two first and then go into the executive session, get that off?
Do a vote to amend the agenda.
Yeah, I'll make a motion, we amend the agenda and do introduction of proposed ordinances and any additional business. Then we go into executive session.
Kramer don't want to do that.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Sure, I don't care.
Okay. Moved and seconded, we amend the agenda by moving the executive session to the end of the agenda, which would be after additional business before council. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Introduction ordinance, anything?
I have one.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anything other than this one, Robin?
That's all.
Okay. It's an ordinance to amend ordinance 1187 for conditional use 1198. The conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an expansion of an existing manufactured home park known as Sussex West by adding 82 lots, phase two, to the currently constructed 108 lots, phase one, creating a manufactured home community of 190 lots to be located in certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 55.29 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Okay.
Okay, additional business?
There is none, we'll move on. Great. Who is this?
Good morning, Dan.
Morning. My name is Dan Kramer. I want to know why you go into executive sessions and then you come out and don't say a word Now, something occurs in them executive sessions. Now, you guys either can be honest or you can be dishonest. I say you're all dishonest, every cotton picking one of you.
Oh.
In fact, I think you're a bunch of liars, every one of you, and you ain't honest, never will be honest.
Strong word.
That includes everybody sitting up here. You ain't got an honest bone in the body.
Mr. President, I don't think
Go there. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him, and it ain't none of your business.
I don't think
and as far
language.
As you're as dishonest as the rest of them.
I don't think
you're lying. So therefore, and you're not going to shut me up, I'm going to tell you something.
Under a Republican administration, this won't happen.
Oh, it won't? Yeah, right.
Watch,
I'm going to tell you something. Try to shut me up, because it'll be a cold day you guys try to shut me up. I'm going to tell you something.
You'll show a little respect.
Thanks to everybody.
Hey, you earn it first. You ain't got no respect. I guarantee you, you'll never see respect from me, not a cotton-picking one of you,
maybe,
as long as you don't show it.
Maybe
you ain't earned it yet.
Maybe we won't.
Coffee next year, Kramer.
Yeah, maybe we won't acknowledge your presence.
Decaf.
Motion, gentlemen.
Yeah, I have them escorted out.
I'll make a motion that Sussex County Council go into executive session for the purpose of discuss land acquisition.
Second. I've been moved to second it. We go into executive session from regular session to executive session for land acquisition. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.